Hello, welcome to episode 79 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests gather to record topical conversation and then deliver it to the masses. The Geek Grills podcast is supported solely by our patrons. You can become a patron today at www.patreon.com/grills. I am the Jen, and I am here with my co-host, as always, Linda.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. And September, also known as 9 of 12.
Howdy.
Hello. So today we also have a guest joining us. This is Anthony Lemos, aka Amos, aka Ethan Kane, host of the Ritual Mystery Podcast, and let's talk about Thrones. What up?
I just finished Chili Dog, so I'm glad this is by Skype.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
So we can get all the burps? What? Oh.
I am also glad that that is the case. Excellent. So good news. No, welcome, Diamond Club family. So excited to have Diamond Clubbers on any chance we get. So yes, that's right. We've taught Linda how to do the Diamond Club. Linda is now a part of the Diamond Club.
Taught me how to do it properly.
The pads have to touch. Anyway, so that didn't happen, I swear. No.
Not a cult.
All right, you crazy, crazy nerds. What have you all been up to? Linda, what's your week been like?
Well, it's time for my plushie update, as always. I feel like I should have like a recording of the, oh my god, it's so fluffy, I'm gonna die. And just that's what I play every time.
We definitely need
I could
a
get that.
we definitely need a sounder for that, I think. Yeah, the plushie update needs it.
So I've made three more of my Yoshis. I've got the light blue, the dark blue, and the orange one. I'm gonna now take a break from Yoshis because I've made nine.
Yeah, you gotta
All
like
different
try something
colors.
else.
Well, I took that off and I made Iron Man gloves.
All right, those are freaking cool.
Oh.
I will buy those. How much do those cost? Okay, those are already
Holy
sold.
epic awesome.
They're $15 for these the fingerless gloves.
Oh my
And
God.
I made them while I was at work today, so
My friend will let me be friends with him in public if I wear those gloves, though. I don't know if I care, though. It's like a, I don't know. Those are awesome. It's gotta be hard to like do the same pattern over and over again. Like even if you're changing color, it is kind of like, okay, and the Yoshi knows.
That's why I got to the end of the orange one and I was like, I could make the black, brown, and white ones, or I could go to a different pattern. Let's go to a
I was
different
actually
pattern.
I was actually kind of hoping she would start doing their powers, like when they spit the stuff out, you know, the different colors, they could just go and have little fireballs, and I think that'd be great.
It depends on if I can find patterns or make patterns, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, see, I still can't get over is it Bulbasaur is ridiculous. That one is
He's back there in my plushy
he's
hammock.
awesome. Awesome. That's crazy.
Let's see. We went and saw Black Panther on
Yay.
Saturday, and that was a fun adventure because on at, we went to lunch with my husband's parents. And as we're eating at the Olive Garden, Matt's like, yeah, we're going to try and see Black Panther, which was news to me. I kind of looked over at him. I was like, all right, sure. I didn't know we were going today, but okay. And so we tried to go at 4:15, and the theater was sold out until 10 p.m. So we got tickets for 10 p.m. and we went home and then came back.
Oh wow.
It was so good, though. So good. Love, loved it. So colorful and
Don't
nice.
worry, listeners, there will be no spoiling of any Black Panther
Yeah, no
parts at
spoilers.
all. No spoilers at all, we promise.
Yet.
Yet.
Not in this episode. And
Spoiler
then
alert, we might talk about Black Panther on our next episode. No. Which is yes.
maybe.
Maybe.
That's
And
called
then
foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing,
Oh yeah, that's
yes.
true.
And then on Sunday, I had an underground theater werewolf apocalypse parlor LARP. It's a lot of words there.
I didn't know that you LARPed with those guys. The guys that started Underground Theater are the guys I used to LARP with in the Midwest in a different org. So totally small world. Like I was like involved with them when they were getting started with that org, and like when they were picking a logo and choosing a name, and mm-hmm. it was kind of crazy. Small world.
Yeah, they're cool. And we've started doing it. It's still a parlor LARP because we use those rules, but we actually are going out to a campsite at Red Top Mountain, which is a place, a park. There we go. That's where I'm looking for. It's a park like 30 minutes from where I live. So we're out there able to kind of be in the woods, but it also has tables and it also has cover and it's nice.
It's always good when you're pretending to be a werewolf to not be like in, to have a little bit of a little bit of some scenery.
Yeah, not being a library, which is where we were a couple of times.
Yeah, ours was a student union on the weekly basis. That's why we would, about once a quarter, we would head out to a campground or something else so we could kind of get a little more in tune with our nature-loving crazy characters.
So that's what I've been doing this week.
That's a busy week, though, still. Lots of more plushies than I expected to have been completed in the week. You were, like, just churning them out. She's like a one-woman sweatshop for, like, tiny, like, critters that I want to own. Tiny things I want to own.
Where did I put it? I don't know where I put it. I found a pattern. I actually bought a pattern for a tiny Black Panther, like a T'Challa. So I'm going to make so many T'Challas to take with me to MomoCon.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I love it. I love it. All the things. Amber, what have you been up to?
Well, I have not gotten to see Black Panther. I plan to go, I think, tomorrow after band practice. My husband's band practice. I did get a Kindle and a cool case, which I love. It's kind of another one that makes it look like a book, like a journal, like my old iPad one did. So now it's one less thing to have running on the machine when we're recording, because I got my notes up on it. It's like, damn it! Too many devices. No, not me. I did go see my son, though, in Raleigh, and got to the boxcar place I told you about again, which is an awesome arcade bar. So we had a really great time. I beat him at air hockey, which, come on. It feels really good, because it was like I'm surrounded by all these college kids, and they're like, I got the old lady. Yeah, watch. I'm going to kick a 22-year-old's ass at air hockey. And we played Walking Dead pinball, and I have to tell you, if you can get to this machine, holy shit. We played. We had so much fun. The game has a bunch of meta in it. Like, there's a prison yard, and you have to hit the door to bust it open, and then you have a certain amount of time to be scoring things in that particular area. So you're actually aiming with your paddles to get in that certain area to take down a certain number of zombies. And then there's another thing to set off Michonne's sword, taking out the big zombie, and there's magnets in it. So, like, if you hit the big ugly zombie in the well, like the bloated one from the story, enough times, hard enough, it sets off the magnet and it, like, grabs the ball. There's a couple things like that mechanic in there, and
that was one of the grossest. Like, that was the first
was nasty.
experience with serious gross in that show. Was that bloated will?
And they had the add-on. Yeah. I ended up looking online to like, what is all this meta? Like, there's strategy in this freaking pinball game, and they have an add-on, the governor's fish tank on the top with the heads floating in it. So
yikes.
Anyway, our new favorite pinball machine, in that, like, the idea of having to actually score in different parts of and plan for that in the machine to get to the point where you've got three balls going at the same time depending on your score, which is nuts. And I loved it. I love pinball. So I got into another audio drama. Now, it's really weird because I'm a reader. I've never been into audiobooks. I know so many people in audiobooks, but, like, for my car trips and whatever, I was an NPR junkie and audio, or, you know, podcasts, but I've been getting these audio dramas. First was Tannis, and now it's The Bright Sessions. My friend Trent recommended it to me after I recommended him Tannis, and it's so great. They've got a couple seasons out. You can go listen to a ton of it. It's framed around therapy sessions for people with superpowers, basically. and the story.
It's a really interesting concept. I feel like there's lots of cartoons that I've seen like that. That's really fun. I love it. It's also, kudos for the Kindle. I had one of my wish lists for like a decade.
Which is often a problem in audio dramas.
Wait, hold on. I think cut out a little bit. Did anybody else catch that? I missed it.
Mm-mm. What was it?
All right. Hey, you roboted a little bit, Amber. What was it about audio dramas? I'm sorry.
I was saying the acting is really good. And the writing and the acting are really good. A lot of times the acting falls off and you're like, this does sound like they're standing around a microphone. But the acting is really good in this one. I'm really liking the characters.
Nice.
Oh no. Something is coming over the ridge.
Right? Yeah. One of the main characters also writes most of it, I think. So I'm sure that helps.
It's always good when you're listening to an audio drama and you can actually hear the pages shuffling as they read the script, you know? Premium feature.
There was an audiobook I was listening to years ago where the rest of the like characters were fine, but the woman they had to read like chapter one, chapter two, just the titles of the chapters, she was like, chapter one, chapter two. I was like, you sound so sad. Did someone die?
Did you want a different job? Did they tell you were going to get to read more than just the chapter names? That's horrible.
I'm really excited about this one coming up.
I'm really excited that you got a Kindle, and it's funny because I've had a Kindle in my wish list for like the last like many months. As actually Ember knows, because she's been to my wish list and was like, "You got a Kindle there."
Yeah,
it's been there for forever. I need to get one.
And you wanted the paper white.
Yeah, I need the paper white, but that's only because I have like my shitty eye. I need like really good because this eye does all the work. So this eye needs help.
She needs a visual crutch on the Kindle.
That's actually part of why I do.
That's why I do audiobooks most of the time. Is because I like my eye, my one eye that does all the work gets very tired because I play video games where I stare at screens and I work all day where I stare at screens and then I want to come home and read a book. Like it's just like, all right,
yeah,
actually,
it's like nah, you're done.
I don't have a problem with books, but one of the reasons I did get this is there are a couple mobile games I'm into and been playing a while. One of them in. I just went today. I got a prescription. I'm getting new glasses. I need new glasses. My eyes are getting so bad. And I wasn't even able to play games on my phone. And I was like, you know, that and...
But you can get you an old lady phone, soon. Like one of those big telephones, like big buttons.
Yeah. Can, like... It's like grandma phone. The phones get so big. I was like, why would I not have a tablet? It's tablet sized. So just
the
tablet
the
for like
giant buttons that you have to tap.
A third of the price, or a
somebody
quarter
was telling
of the price.
Me. Somebody was telling me one time that they went to make a Skype phone call on from their iPad, and they were pissed off because the numbers were still small. Like, why not just make the number pad really big on the iPad because it's really small on the phone, and they just basically use the same one on the iPad, and they were like, it's no, nicer. I got the iPad because they need it bigger. Yeah, it's like.
I never realized that. That is absolutely accurate. That's terribly designed.
Use the interface. Scale the interface with the display.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still that way because I haven't made a Skype phone call in forever. So
I don't know, but that's poor planning if that's the case. All right, Amos, what have you been up to?
First of all, for the video viewers, I am drinking a Mountain Dew Ice. This is the one from the Super Bowl commercial, and I got to tell you, it's like Sprite or 7-Up done right. It's really good. Of course, I'm partial to caffeinated beverages, so
I am too. Do they make diet ice? Can I have detice?
I don't know how that would work. I honestly don't know.
I sampled
to try
that.
To find it.
I'm lucky in that my sister-in-law like delivers Mountain Dew to my house. Because she works at Walmart, so she just comes home. She's like, he's low on Mountain Dew, so she just feeds me Mountain Dew. Because I'm a much happier person when I'm highly caffeinated.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
That is true of.
not showing and a then, diet version.
I'm actually going right after this to go see Black Panther. It's going to be our we have family nights on Tuesdays, so the entire family is going to go see it tonight. Looking forward to it. Not really, because it's a MCU and I am so caught up on the MCU. I'm not at all caught up on the MCU. I'm still in like Iron Man 2. mostly because my relationship with the MCU is one in that so many people told me I had to keep up on it that I put it in that file of, well, I'm not going to bother because I can hear about it anytime I want. So now I'm so far behind that it's like watching Doctor Who. It's just too daunting. I'm never going to get that done. So why start now? But it's family night, so I got to go watch it with the family. So I'm going to go do that. And then we had a 4-day weekend, and we decided to do a lot of cleaning in the house because it was snowing outside. So I took the kids out on Thursday to one of the hills in the local area, and we had a blast out there.
Fuck the snow.
No. we came home, it was a Sunday, we came home from soccer down in Anchorage and came up to the valley. And usually Anchorage gets tons more snow than we do. We have this like little weather system around us. Came up here and we had like 4 inches on the ground, and Anchorage didn't get anything. It was like the surprise 4 inches.
I've heard of the surprise 4 inches, but it wasn't.
Yeah. It wasn't soft and powdery.
Glad you guys got some cleaning done.
And my big thing this week, like my big geek thing this week, is I have a mixer that has far more capability than I know what to do with. And I found a way to make those capabilities work for me and my podcast in a way that I can actually do pre-show with my guests while the audience is live, so they know we're coming on and they're listening to jazz in the background while we're all talking on the other channel.
That's always good, because then you guys can be like, oh, man, I wonder what fuckers are going to listen to this shit today. Anyway,
Jen, why?
Hey, what up?
What is going on with your feed, Jen? Like, you were just superimposed. It said soft 4 inches over your face for a minute.
Oh, I was it's because I was typing in notes into the chat, so I remembered it for later.
Okay, so you know, it's showing up in Skype and everyone's seeing it.
I know, I put it in our shared chat. I'm putting show title ideas.
Right, but it's superimposing over your face. I'm saying.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know.
But everyone can see. It's okay.
It's okay. Why
does it go to everybody's Skype? What is wrong with you? Like, Skype needs to be in charge of everything. It's like, I need to rule your computer and your audio. And whenever you use me, you shall bow down to me and hate me as much as you always do. And maybe more, because we did an update.
I don't know. That all seems legit to me. That sounds like Skype is just, you know, being Skype.
Letting me know that it's going to everybody. I was like, what does it matter, Amber? It just goes to you guys. Oh, wait a minute. There's an entire audience. I can see everything.
No secrets here.
Hey, by the way, so I forgot to mention when we were talking about, like, Black Panther. A bunch of the Wakanda scenes were filmed in Stockbridge, Georgia. So I'm like, yay!
Oh, yay. That's awesome.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Anyway.
Amos, sorry.
That's okay.
Yep.
So Amos is all set up with all of his audio shit, so he can talk shit about his audience before he gets to go live. we've established that. Good.
Right. It's important in coordinating the trash fire that you do so ahead of time and make it a surprise.
Yeah, so. that's usually good. All right. Woo. I think we're all on one today, man. This week has been weird. I know it's been weird for Ember, too, because Ember and I talked last night. We're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is happening? This is a weird week. My director usually says, probably because Mercury is in retrograde.
Is that it? That could be it, sure.
No, it's right, not, totally but that's what he always says, I feel like. He's always blaming it on Mercury being in retrograde.
Calling me saying, can you bring me, like, a bunch of books on Kabbalah because I'm having an existential crisis?
Yeah. Is that how he told you he needed you to see him? Was bring me books on Kabbalah?
That was part of it, yeah. Yeah. I hooked him up with a friend of mine in the Golden Dawn, and yeah. So that wasn't weird.
All right. We'll have to have an intervention later, maybe. I don't know. That sounds a little scary. Good for him. Oh, man. Okay, what have I been up to? I went to go see Black Panther. It was busy. I'm glad I got tickets ahead of time. But even still, it was the theater was a little bit of a shit show. But it was, the movie was good, but I had the guy next to me that had to be like the most like obnoxious human being ever. No, and not really like at first I was like, okay, I buy it. Because I went to Roadhouse where we get to drink beer and eat food while we watch the movie. And anytime I really am excited about a movie, I do that. And I do that for other reasons too. Sorry to you people that have children, but I do it because you don't bring your fucking kids to the one where you have to pay extra money for the ticket because you can also buy beer and food there. Because I don't want to deal with your child that you're going to bring to an MCU movie, which is totally okay. But he's just sitting there and he's, what did he say? He's like, he orders his salad and he's like, I want extra meat on the two salads and extra dressing on one. And the guy's like, okay, which one gets extra? He's like, my salad. It's like, okay, great. So they come back with the salads. And mind you, if you're going to order your food, you show up to those places like 20 or 30 minutes before the show. You don't show up like 2.5 minutes before the previews start because that's just being a dick. Anyway, that's fine. I'm cool with it because they bring him his salads and it's like he didn't get extra dressing. He didn't get the extra meat. He didn't get the extra dressing. Him and his girl not happy about it. I get it. I'm feeling for the fucking couple next to me. I really am. Man, that sucks. You paid way too much money for that salad and it wasn't the way you wanted it. Cool. Guy comes back again and is like, oh, we're sorry. Here's your new salads. So good. We're into the movie now. I'm back into the movie. And then he's like, wow, this technology, man, this is crazy. You know, oh my, no. I am not going to have you narrate every piece of technology that we see in this movie from beginning to end. And then I'm like, okay, but at least the salad debacle's over, right? Nope, wrong. The server comes back again and the guy is just like, is this what you call extra dressing? So literally the server comes back with like what I, like a mini trough of dressing is like, sir, it's three cups. And I'm like, thank God this man is going to get enough dressing so I can just have him eat his fucking salad and stuff.
And put something in his mouth and shut his pie hole.
No, well, that's exactly it. I'm like, great, he's going to eat a salad. That means he's not going to talk. He's just going to enjoy his fucking salad, right? That is the crunchiest lettuce that they put on that salad, man. They get the freshest produce that they can take. It's just like, oh, Wakanda, blah, 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 blah.
Oh God!
And of course, I look over to Ventura, and Ventura couldn't even be bothered because he's just like watching the movie. But this guy is sitting immediately next to me, and I'm, this is ridiculous. But other than that, the movie was excellent. And I did get to really get some insight into what he thought about the movie as it was happening. So that was so wonderful.
So you were watching for two, excellent.
Yeah, basically, it was. The chick in front of me broke the chair too. Like, had a chair break. Like, it was a disaster. I'm telling you, like, it was such a shit show. I've never had something that happen at Roadhouse. It's crazy.
And now I guess we complain about the internet times too. Moment
where I channeled my mother because at one point years ago, she was, I think it was like Starship Troopers or something. She was seeing in the theaters, and there are these kids behind us just yakking and yakking and yakking, and my mom. Like, she told me later, I was just going to turn around and, like, shush them or say, please be quiet. But apparently I had reached the end of my patience because I turned around and said, shut up. And it's
I'm trying to be nice about it, but shut your fucking trap.
So I was like, I would have, like, I don't know what I'd have done. I know Matt would have, like, flipped his lid.
We went to go see Ragnarok, which, again, Thor is my favorite of the comic books, so I was fucking right pissed when this fucking dude whips out his phone and is, like, again, right next to me. I don't know what it is. Like, Ventura gets the people that are normal. I get to sit next to assholes, and I pick the tickets every time. So I need to start having him buy the tickets, and I'll pay for the food so that he can sit next to the asshole in the future. But, like, this guy has his cell phone out, and I literally did the, like, the full swivel stare to make it abundantly clear that I was not okay with him texting on his phone next to me. But anyway, I did enjoy the movie. It was really wonderful. It was a good movie. I encourage you to go see it. And I'm hoping that we get to do a spoiling episode of it next week because that would be super awesome. And we haven't done one of those in a while. So that would be super, super cool. I've been playing way too much Monster Hunter. My Fitbit is like, you got an average of 1.6, 1 hour, 6 minutes less sleep than you have in the last 4 weeks. Remember to stick to your bedtime. And I'm like, shut up. I had to kill that monster. And then still go to work the next day. And do my homework. I did a Hearthstone tournament last night. I'm playing in the Hearthstone Open Collegiate some shit. I don't know. I found other people that go to the University of Phoenix because a 3-person team and we played. We did carry one game, but we mostly just got our shit handed to us by obviously far superior players. It was fun though. We had fun, but it's weird because all three of you get together and pilot the deck at the same time. So we used my account because they were a little bit newer to Hearthstone. So we talk about the moves. The problem is that I'm trying to get buy-in from the other people and they're like running out of time every time. So that was a little bit stressful. Because I'm trying to be like nice and not be like, this is the obvious play. But anyway, so crazy, crazy stuff. It's been a crazy week, man. We've all had crazy busy weeks. That's awesome.
Jen, real quick, just so you know, maybe it'll help alleviate some of the guilt that you're feeling about your previous comment about going to the special theaters to avoid the kids. That's where parents go to avoid kids as well. So don't feel bad. That's where we go. We're like, you know what? We didn't bring the kids for a reason. We don't want to be bringing other people's kids either. So we're going to go to the spot where nobody brings their kids. That's just how it is.
And I don't mind most of the time, but it's like when it's my first watch and my two favorite things are Blizzard and Marvel. So it's like, this is my jam. I've been in heaven for the last like however many years. I suppose that with that, it is in fact time for the Geek Grapevine. By the way, it sounds like me typing on my keyboard, like my super loud freaking keyboard that I'm not allowed to type on when we're doing anything.
It's a lot less noise than your keyboard.
What was that?
It's a lot less noise than your keyboard.
That's my point. Yeah, my keyboard is like, no, you think mine is bad?
A lot more bass in your keyboard.
No, it's insane. It's like there's elephants like tapping on it. You just can't tell. So I put this first article in there, and I'm not going to say much about it, but I really hope that this is maybe true. I don't know. Okay, so Blizzard put a posting up for a job that leads people to believe that they might be working on Diablo 4. I would venture to guess that it's not Diablo 4. I would venture to guess that it's maybe an adjacent product or maybe a completely different project. I really don't think that they're going to go for Diablo 4. Like, I feel like that's Diablo 3 is still selling for console. People are still playing it on console. I don't think that they're selling enough of it that people would run out and buy Diablo 4 on the console. Like, I don't really feel like that's, I don't know. I'm a little bit sus. I don't know. I don't think it's going there, but I'm excited that there's some new project that they're working on that people are getting like super crazy about and trying to figure out, because last time that happened, we got Hearthstone and then Heroes of the Storm and other shit. So I'm hopeful that will be. And then we had Titan. Oh, just kidding.
I'm actually hoping this is Diablo 4 or maybe a very large scale expansion to Diablo 3. Oh, nice.
Jen's holding up a tiny critter.
Yeah. I have my treasure goblin.
Ember is also holding up a tiny critter.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, bro.
I actually am a tiny critter. I just have the camera focused in really, really close. Diablo 3 got old to me, then I started playing with my kids, and then it got old to me again, then I started playing the expansion, and it got old to me again. It's really, really fun in short periods of time, and yeah. Diablo and Diablo 2 are the same ways. Like, I would play through it, and then once I played through, for whatever reason, I know a lot of people find a lot of replayability through, you know, going through and grinding. It just wasn't that for me. It never was. So I'm all for having a new story, a new section of this story, a new telling of an old story, or any of that would be awesome to me. I'm ready for
this. The expansion Diablo 3 was one of the most epic stories. The voice acting was incredible.
Yeah.
The story design was incredible. It blew my mind. Like, I actually played through the story twice, and I never do that. I never do that because I don't have, there's too many things I want to play. I never go back and play through a story again.
Right.
And I legitimately did it a second time, and I still got like goosebumps at the times you're supposed to get goosebumps. And a lot of it is also the music. And we all know that I love and adore the man that was in charge of all of that music. I'm so sad that they let him go last year. I mean, I know he's going to work on other projects and his stuff is still there, but it's still, that's rough. I don't know. I think Diablo 4 could be cool. I'm just excited they're working on a project and I'm hopeful. So we'll see what happens. I don't think, is this one mine? This one is not mine. This one is mine. Oh boy. So apparently I put all the news in this week, guys.
No, I have a couple in there.
Okay, good. So apparently, so I was reading through this article, and it's kind of like, so basically the game that, the game company that made, was it Settlers of Catan, and the variations of Settlers of Catan are all included with that, I believe, all of them. So they are going out, they're done. They're hanging up their hat, but they are transferring all of their IP to another company, which is good, I think, but also makes me very nervous. And Settlers of Catan was like the board game that made me realize that I really didn't just like to play Monopoly with my asshole dad, who's a slumlord, but also to play them with my friends so I can hate them too in the same way, but in a different game. So I'm a little sad about that, because I feel like it's probably not going to be the same. But yeah, so just kind of a side note. Yeah, apparently they're hanging up their hat. I didn't really say why. I don't really know. Kind of sucks.
This really struck me as same company, different management. It just, like, by the time I got done to the bottom of this article, it was, okay, well, nothing's changing except for the people that are letting nothing change.
I hope that's the case. I'm going to remain hopeful. I will remain hopeful that that is, in fact, the case. Because it is true. Like, the article says, and it's so true. Like, Mayfair and Fantasy Flight, I see those on the side of a box. I will pay money for it.
Yeah.
Like, usually that's the case.
You figure they can't, it's not like they can run Settlers of Catan into the ground any more than it has already been done with all the expansions and
Settlers of Catan, House of Chores mission.
Yeah, exactly. That game's been stretched. I mean, the next thing they're gonna have is Skype edition. I mean, it's just you're gonna open the box, and every time you open the box there's gonna be a new piece in there that you have to use. It's just I don't see it going away, because none of these games, I mean, of all the games that they showed on this article, the top 10 Mayfair games, I recognize about half of them, and I've played exactly zero of them, unfortunately, because nobody wants to take the time to teach me Catan in person, because I'm kind of a jerk. So I just didn't seem like anything was going to change on this. And games like this never go away, because even if they did go away, sure, there'd be somebody that would make it almost to a T right behind it. It'd be Settlers of Natak. You know,
it's really funny you say that, because when I used to tell people that I was like, oh, I'm hanging out playing board games with my friends, and I would post it like from my phone or whatever, and I'd put like Settlers of Catan, and it would autocorrect to Settlers of Satan for like the longest time. So I'd be like telling everybody, I was like, yeah, I'm playing Settlers of Satan. And my grandma was like, that sounds strange. That's cool. I will remain hopeful.
So if you win an original box, now's the time to buy it.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. definitely get it so that you can have long, unnecessarily angry arguments with your friends, and also have fun. Yay. This one is yours. I did not put this article in here.
Yes, I did. So the Transformers movie franchise is apparently set for a reboot, which I can sum up my feelings for that very succinctly. Yes!
I was just going to say, this is really funny considering the conversation that we had about Transformers just last episode. Yeah. Linda specifically went into detail how angry she is about how that's been handled and how she is so ready for this and she can't wait for it to someday happen. Did you create this? Did Ta-da! You put this out into the universe?
I don't know. Maybe by saying it became reality. I don't know. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy.
When you wish upon a star.
When you wish upon a podcast, that's what happens. A
podcast, yeah. So apparently there is like the one Bumblebee movie spinoff that's coming soon, but that is being directed by the guy that did Kubo and the Two Strings, so I am okay with that.
That was good.
That was a good movie. And so apparently they have... Michael Bay abandoned Transformers 6, thank God. And that maybe having a reboot sometime in like 2021, which I will wait. Please be good.
That's all right. Don't... I'm waiting till 2018 for The Wasp, so, you know, we can all just hold our horses and wait.
Please don't make me rage again. I have been raging for the past 7 years.
these Transformer movies are, to me, the biggest disappointment.
Yes.
Ever. And it all comes in because in the original teaser that I saw in the theater when I went to go see Meet the Robinsons or whatever, was just the Transformers, the symbol, and, you know, doing the little Transformer sound, and it just came up on screen and then it went away. And then the movie comes out and the sound, this iconic sound that has always signaled the transformation between robot and vehicle or other whatever, wasn't there. They changed it, and they changed the way they transform. And to me, it was just like they changed too much from the previous canon material. And a lot of people were like all psyched about it, and I just never fell in line with that. And the first movie was okay, second one was all right, and then it just it was just old.
Yeah, the first movie was okay. I've said this before on this podcast. The first movie was okay because it was like starting a new franchise and it was starting a new universe, and so they were doing world building a little bit.
Mm. And the voice acting choice was
okay. And then it went downhill from there. Mm. I like the second one, I thought I was watching a fan fiction on the big screen. And then I just like, I think I gave up after the third one.
You probably were. Like, let's real talk. You probably
I was just like, no, like, not only did he kill off my favorite character in the first movie, but it just went, there was no, I can go on for hours, by the way, there's no characterization, they're just big metal robots.
It's a big, giant metal robot pile of steamy poop.
Well, and
the military.
The first one told is like an origin story, right? And it got you going, got you kind of pumped up, brought you into the world of Transformers. And I thought Shia LaBeouf did a great job. And I mean, just overall, I thought it was a fun movie and it was well done. Mm-hmm. And then what they did is they skipped the next 14 movies and they put out Transformers 15 or whatever. And it was like where everything had just been stretched to its absolute limit. And that was the second movie,
including all things, and we cuss like sailors here, and whatever the fuck. But the second Transformers movie, why? It was like gratuitous swearing all over the place, and like the last one wasn't like that, so it didn't fit the characterizations. And I had my kid with me, who was, I don't know what, he's 14 now, so it was like, whoa, it was too much.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't belong in that world and those characters.
So bad. I hate them with the rage of 1,000 fiery suns.
So all four of us are thumbs up for a reboot on the Transformers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a Transformers reboot this early, though? Or do we still need another 5 years to let the acid settle?
Nope, I'm good. I'm good. Let's just pretend like those didn't exist. These were not the robots you were looking for. Now we will have new ones.
If they kill Jazz again, I will be very upset.
I know. I felt the same way. I really like Jazz too. It wasn't my favorite, but I like Jazz too.
Well, I like him. I like him from the original comics too.
Yeah, see, me too. I appreciate it. I feel it. I dig it. So this article just tickled me. Absolutely tickled me. So apparently this skier, who clearly has way too much money to go and randomly enroll in events all over the world, literally got into the Olympics got into the Olympics on a technicality, like an actual technicality. The idea is that you have to compete in so many events and place in the top 30 in more than, I think it's more than 30 events or something like that. Or no, I think it's 25. I think you have to do 25 top 30 finishes to participate in the half pipe ski event. So she went to all of the events, the world of like qualifying events, so the different events that counted, and focused specifically on the ones that had fewer than 30 participants and then didn't fall. So she just went, and instead of doing interesting things, literally just went up and down, which is why this came up when people were, like, watching the event, and they're like, what is she doing? And she's just going back and forth. And that's what she did when she competed, too, because the way the scoring in the thing works is that if you try a trick and you fall, you will score worse than somebody who just safely skis back and forth.
Right. The penalty for falling is much, much more difficult to overcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, this is another story that I was thoroughly entertained by. I'm pissed that I didn't think of this. I could have been an Olympic skier or something, you know?
Like, apparently all you have to do is find technicalities and go for your dreams, everyone. Go for them.
Loophole Olympians, away!
Anyone hating on this lady is just, they're doing life wrong, is what they're doing.
There are people that are like, you're defiling the spirit of the game. And it's like, no, stop. Let's all just calm down. So worst Olympian ever, but she's fully admits to that fact, and that's absolutely wonderful.
My wife has a t-shirt that says world's okayest runner. I was putting laundry away last night and I was like, what the hell is this? She goes, it's true. I was like, all right. Yeah. I mean, it's not false advertising.
Oh my gosh.
Right on.
I am fine. My cat apparently sees your cat and feels like it's time to dive into the office.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My cat came up to say hello.
The kitty always participates in the podcast. Okay. You're printing paper. You don't get to do that right now. All right, George is a butthole.
Add that to your checklist, Jen. Make sure tissue paper is not on floor for cat to play with.
Amazon paper, like the stuff that keeps my shit from breaking when it gets shipped. Of course, now he's just sitting on it like, I'm the cutest cat ever. So we have a road spill story. Hooray. Okay.
Yes. I found one. It's actually from today.
Super recent. From today. Yeah. Cleanup work is underway. Damaged vehicle is being assessed after a truck's load of hot liquid asphalt leaked out over 14 miles of highway in Gloucester and Salem counties Tuesday morning. By the way, that was for all you people that were going to tell me how I fucking pronounced that shit wrong. I caught myself. It happened around 5 a.m. after a truck from the Tri-State Transportation Company, which is based in New Jersey. See, what is with these New Jersey places?
I know. It's another one.
It's like a lot of New Jersey people need to get it figured out.
Turnpike. Heavy truck traffic. Like, statistically, there's going to be more spills there because there's more trucking there.
That makes sense because we get a lot, like, in Indiana and Ohio, too, because, like, they're, like, driving from, like, the major spots over. Like,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's crazy. Hot, steaming asphalt.
It was boiling hot. Yeah, it leaked from a faulty valve, and they called it a boil over.
Sorry, that could have been really fun. We could have made fun of New Jersey, mildly, but I know
that's like, oh, it was a boil over.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was a faulty valve. I think the valve did exactly what it was supposed to do. I don't think they waited long enough for it to settle. I think they filled and went, and they didn't wait for it to settle long enough to see if this would happen or not. But
it's got. I have quotes here. Quote, a boil over is when condensation gets into the tank and the asphalt mixes with it. When you close the lid and starts moving, it activates and it boils over. An end quote. Dave Maines of Tri-State Transportation.
Wow.
AKA science happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. And also hot steaming pile of asphalt. All right, cool. Yeah. And a hot steaming pile of robot conversation. Now we're having a hot steaming pile of asphalt conversation. With that said, we have an awesome guest on the show who's a hot steaming pile of, oh, hey, what up? How did you
get here? Of misery, apparently.
So we have
a steaming pile of trash fire.
I don't know, that's probably the best introduction I've done of anybody ever. No.
real quick, did you guys watch the video clip on that website?
No, because it was auto-playing so loudly in my ears, I had to stop it. I try not to see them until later. Is it worth the watch?
The reporter obviously doesn't want to be there. Yeah. And he's like hesitantly reporting on the story. And at one point he throws in a pun. He says, it's a real sticky situation. And then he has to pause for a second to get over himself to move on with the story.
Oh my god.
So he gend that shit, basically. Like, he handled it way the gen does.
It was awful.
Hold on, we paused for effect, so you all know I just made a joke.
Yeah, you could tell he was either reporting during his lunch hour, or, Maybe they just grabbed a dude off the street and they're like, hey, you're wearing a suit and here's a microphone. Talk about the story. Like, I don't know what happened, but it was not.
I reported Tom Dickerson and I was supposed to have a much more important job, but instead I'm here reporting this to you.
Maybe right, he just didn't want to get his shoes dirty.
That to me was the funnest part of it. So anyway.
All right. So totally worth it. Watch the clip. We'll definitely make sure all that's in the show notes for sure. So you can enjoy all of the fun articles. No, seriously. So we have, we finally have you on the show. Ember and I had intentions of having you here since Nerdtacular, may it rest in peace, last summer. Yeah, well, it will rise to the ashes in the form of Viva TMS Vegas, sort of, maybe, kind of halvesies, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Some of the same folk, completely different venue, but hey, we'll see. So as you mentioned, you do the Ritual Misery podcast, and that's actually where I know you from initially, because I've been listening to the Ritual Misery podcast for some time now. So I am absolutely curious how, I know you and Ken are best friends, and you guys bullshit about geek things. Mm-hmm. What happened? Like, what was the catalyst? What made you guys say, oh, I'm just fucking bullshit on the internet so other people can listen to us bullshit?
Okay, so Kent and I have always had these long conversations that we get really deep into philosophical stuff that neither one of us has any right being philosophical about. And we always thought, you know, it'd be fun to share these conversations with people, which is initially what we started doing. We started having these long conversations. If you listen to the very early conversations or podcasts, it was him and I just, here's a bunch of stuff we want to talk about and talk and then trim it down somehow and throw it out there. And we found out very quickly that I should not be allowed to talk off the cuff for too long at one time because I have an issue where I just don't care about other people's sensitivities. So it tends to get me in a lot of trouble, especially having the day job that I have.
No, you have an issue? I mean, it sounds like you're an asshole, but I really don't believe that.
But really what it was is he and I had gone through a period of time for maybe a couple of years where we had only talked maybe once or twice during that few years. And in that time, he had started going through a divorce. I had already gone through a divorce and like our lives had really changed, but we hadn't talked about it and caught up on it. And we decided, you know what, we're going to do a project together. And initially it was a series of YouTube videos that didn't go anywhere because he's ultimately very lazy. And you can tell him I said that. And I had more creativity than I had time. So we kind of met in this middle. And one day on the DTNS post show, Tom Merritt was talking about how you can podcast for free if you do this and do this and do this and do this. And I jumped on it and said, okay, we're doing this. And he was like, what? And I said, we're doing this. And we started doing it. And it's been 3.5, almost 4 years now. It's primarily it's a way for me and Kent to keep in touch and just kind of that weekly phone call between brothers from a different mother, and involving some of the geekiest people we can find, getting them on the show and talking about stuff and sharing ideas.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun being on that show. That was the first time I did a podcast recording where my video was present. And see, back then we were recording Geek Girls, where I could be behind like the sheen of like nobody knows that I'm like, I don't know, you? Doing something stupid or half naked. I don't know.
Was that your first clothes podcast?
It was the first time I had to wear clothes when I podcasted. I wasn't going to say it. You pulled it out of me. Yeah, it was. No, but it's a really fun show. And I love the fact that it's just you guys. I kind of feel like, and one of the things that drew me to it when I first started listening to it, like over the last, probably about a year and a half ago was when I really, maybe 2 years, was when I really started listening to it. And I kind of just felt like I was like one of your buddies hanging out with you, bullshitting. And that was what's so delightful about it, is it's just that kind of a show. Fitzship says that you hurt his feelings sometimes, but I think that's a lie because we all know that Fitz doesn't have feelings. So I just wanted to clarify that before there's any confusion.
And again, I don't care about other people's sensitivities, so it doesn't matter if I hurt your feelings because I don't. Like, it's your fault for having them.
It's your fault for having feelings. Oh man,
thanks. Firmly insert some kind of drama.
Having an open conversation between me and Kent that other people can take part in, especially with the chat room and stuff like that, is one of the things that keeps Ritual Misery going. Because the podcast with me and just me and Kent trying to be podcast people would never work out because we're just not. We're two dudes that have known each other for going on 30 years now, and we have a lot to say, and we never agree on the big issues. We agree on all the small stuff, like, you know, we should watch this movie or let's talk about this. But when it comes down to, like, the essence of what you should be doing with your life and where politics resides at and who's guilty on what, and you know, if you start getting me on a conspiracy theory, and Kent will just back out completely of the conversation, the easiest way to get Kent to shut up is to talk about a conspiracy theory, because he wants no part in it at all. And I will tell you all the different sides of it. So we have a lot of differences, but we still come together, and because we like to geek out, and we're both dads, and we're both going through all this stuff. We're both military, and you know, he's gone through his retirement. I'm about to retire, and we have all these different things that just keep us talking and keep us having it in common. And we'd like to share that with the audience. And if we weren't sharing that, you wouldn't enjoy the show, because you wouldn't feel like you were there and listening in on this conversation with your friends. And that's kind of the really the only endearing quality that Trash Fire has. I've been saying Trash Fire a lot today because it's just on my mind. I don't even know why.
I know. What's the deal today?
it's the week. It's the crazy week. I don't know.
It is. Mercury's in retrograde. It's fine.
Yeah. There you go. Mercury's in retrograde. I don't even know what that means anymore.
But, I don't know either.
Like I used to study not cosmetology.
Dude, I was talking to my cosmetologist. They told me that I really have some good things happening in my fourth house, and then I need to like clean up the window dressings, and I'm gonna be okay.
You ever maybe get eyebrows? Ever look at someone's eyebrows and just think Mercury's in retrograde?
You know, I saw someone last week and I was just like, why? It was such a, she was so pretty. And I was like, did she seriously go in and on purpose say, make it look like I'm terrified all the time? I felt like I was being pranked. Like, I kept waiting for her to put them back down and like, no, they're just plucked.
They're just that way. All right, Ember, we've been in this podcasting game for a bit. I know you had some stuff you wanted to ask our dear guest.
Well, I'm curious about, the process. And you touched on that, something that I would reiterate that I would hand out to other people. Like that you're a couple guys hanging out, and it's like inviting people in and podcasting. Like the best podcasters is what you do. We feel like we're welcome. When we're listening to you guys, it's like we're hanging out with you. And I'm glad, you know, that you also feel that that's really important for podcasting. So what other advice would you give? I mean, you've been doing this a long time for people that either want a podcast or they're doing it and maybe trying to get some traction. Maybe you'd have some advice.
I feel like the question is, if people want to have their very own Trash Fire, how do they get one?
Right. What's the safest way to start a really big Trash Fire?
How do you get those matches?
Yeah, so the first thing you need to do is identify a proper dumpster, okay? Not any dumpster is going to do. honestly, for us, the big thing has just been consistency. Just, we may be doing it wrong, which if you look at our numbers or our Patreon and stuff like that, we've got a very small group of people that is really interested in what we're doing and how we're going about doing it. But reaching out into that broader scope, and that's just a matter of experimenting and finding something that you have in common with more and more people and sending that out there. But if you want to podcast, this sounds so stupid, and I talk to people about this all the time on Undaunted. But consistency, just keep going, just keep doing it, don't stop. You know, plan to fail. Know that you're going to be bad. You're going to hate listening to your own voice while you're podcasting. But if you're not listening to your own voice while you're podcasting, they're not going to listen to your voice while you're podcasting either, because you don't know how bad you sound until you know how bad you sound. And once you know that, you can improve it and you can build upon it. I had a really bad habit in the beginning of either eating the microphone
or barely talking into it at all.
And
like
I had
when
no
Kent
idea.
Gets excited and still red lines because she hasn't gotten used to her new mic setup yet. Yeah, I know. I know how that goes. Yeah.
It's just a matter of being consistent. And consistency, not just on like a normal release schedule, because I don't even care if you're releasing. Consistency in that you are trying something new, you're trying to be yourself, you're trying to keep your mind open for new things, and you are constantly improving your craft, no matter what the craft is. If it's making Yoshis out of yarn, which is just amazing, by the way, or learning how to speak into a microphone in a way that people actually want to listen. Just keep going. Just don't stop. The first time you fail is the first time that you don't want to go on anymore. And if you stop then, you'll never know what you could have done.
Do you have some, like, What? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that's incredibly sage advice. And probably, I love it. I support wholeheartedly everything you just said.
Do you have some, like, favorite moments or favorite, you know? I guess we don't want to do a favorite guest thing. That's just rude.
I can go on some favorite guests because we've had some luck in. I think it was episode 79 ish. We had Margaret Weiss on, the author of
Dragonlance,
the co-creator of the Dragonlance saga. Like, we had Margaret Weiss on by Skype before we were even doing video. We were barely even on a Diamond Club channel at the time, and we got Margaret Weiss. I've read like 30 of her novels, and she was just the coolest person to talk to. Our 100th episode, we had Tom Merritt and Scott Johnson on at the same time, and all of us were sitting there. Like Scott Johnson was at BlizzCon, Tom Merritt and me and Kent were all watching the Cubs win the World Series, and then right after that, we went on to do our 100th podcast. You know, little moments like that. It's really cool. But
Tom Merritt's from Illinois, so that's like. That's hometown baseball happening.
Well, he's actually a St. Louis fan, so.
Oh, I do know he's a St. I know he's a St. Louis fan.
He was totally anti Cubs, but then he also liked the fact that they finally won. So.
Tom Merritt and I actually talked. That was like the only I met him at the first BlizzCon I went to. He wasn't there for the event. He was just like there to like show up at the meetup one night, and that's what we did. We talked about Illinois and baseball. That was my conversation with Tom Merritt. He's also like the nicest guy ever. Anyway, side note. But yeah, favorite moment. I'm curious what that one is. I want to hear it.
My favorite moment of all time, honestly, is it's a threefer because it's happened three times, and that's all three of our 24-hour streamathons. The first one I did solo. We raised a couple hundred dollars for a Diamond Club family. The next one, we got the community involved. We got the whole community involved, and we had 30 plus people streaming for 27 and a half hours. And we ended up
I did 6 hours of streaming that year.
Right. Yeah. And we ended up raising $2,000 for children's hospitals. Then this last New Year's Eve, we raised another $2,000.
Which is awesome. Awesome stuff. Like, I'm going to throw that plug out right now too, so people know about it. DC Streamathon. Is the Twitch channel, and if you follow that channel, you'll be aware of anything that's happening with other events that you can watch and participate and donate money to. Look out for that channel. So yeah, DC Streamathon. I think it's an amazing project.
But that'd be my favorite thing if I had to break it down to just one event, because that's my whole dream. Though I think when you're a creator, what you want to do is have something bigger than yourself. You want to create something that goes on beyond you. And that's kind of my crowning moment right there is, you know, it's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things, you know, in life total, but $4,000 I wouldn't have been able to raise by myself. And I've gotten a lot of people involved with it. And Kent's helped, like Kent ran it this last year because I just couldn't with everything going on. And it still just keeps chugging along. And we're, you know, building towards our fourth year now. And holy crap, it's amazing. So that's kind of my favorite thing.
Yeah, we were super stoked to be a part of that. That was really amazing. That was really fun.
It surprises me how many people we've gotten into the fold, into the Diamond Club fold because of that. You know, Christy Cates kind of changed her entire, she went from music news to doing live performances because we got her on the streamathon and she decided to do that instead of doing news. And now she's actually, you know, getting like this, her channel's huge now. So
cool.
She's incredible.
She is.
Side note, she's incredible. I just have to throw this out there. I know we probably should wrap it up because I definitely want to grill the shit out of you. So, but I do have to ask, or maybe just comment and then also ask a little bit. So I was listening to you on Black Mirror Reflections, which I'm talking about one of the new episodes of Black Mirror, specifically because it talks about, and again, no spoilers, but talking about technology and parenting. And I was just wondering, like, how much you being a total geek has to do with, like, your parenting. Like, are you a total nerd parent? Like, is that something that you think you do differently because you're a nerd? I mean, you take your parenting role very seriously. And it was interesting to me, that conversation.
So all of my kids have iDevices, whether they're hand-me-downs or purchased specifically for them. My son is currently grounded, so the only time he's allowed to use his computer is when he's in Blender using and learning how to do 3D animation. That's kind of the geek parent that I am, because you're supposed to control their screen time, you're supposed to control their content and this and that. And we have a circle in the house so that we know they're not getting to like porn or anything like off the wall kind of crazy stuff without at least putting a lot of effort into it, which I'm fine with.
So you put in that much effort, sure, you get to see it today. All right.
Right. If you're willing to go, if you're willing to turn off your Wi-Fi, turn on your cell data, and then hotspot that over to your iPad so you can watch porn on a screen that's this big, more power to you, bud. I mean, yeah. Who am I to stop that?
It's funny you talk.
Ingenuity. There are easier ways.
This is my son's phone because he didn't go to school today.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a matter. I mean, I try to encourage them to use technology as much as possible because I know that's where they're going to be. They're not going to be sitting there. I don't need them to read a dictionary. I need them to know how to look up an answer on Wikipedia and tell if it's a legitimate source or not a legitimate source. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we do. And of course we do Talk Time Taste Test Tuesdays, where we sit around as a family and no electronics at the table at all. We sit there. Yeah, Talk Time Taste Test Tuesdays. We sit there for a couple hours and talk to each other and try a new beer. So, you know, we play video games. We're like, tonight we're going to go to the movie. It's just whatever, however it works out to be.
That's awesome. I think it's healthy to have, like, you know what? Traditions are awesome. And Like I said, it really just struck me the way you handled it. You seem like you have that right balance of, like, I need to keep control on things, but also, like, I don't need to be quite so, I don't know, parents these days have so much access to be able to control what their kids can and want to do that they don't at the same time. So
it sounds like you're keeping control without being controlling.
Exactly. That, well put. That's exactly right.
Well, I mean, one of the things is, like, our Taste Test Tuesdays, we're sitting around the table and drinking beers, and, well, my 12-year-old, my 15-year-old twins are drinking beers with us. Like, why? Because we don't want to be exclusionary. We don't want them suddenly learning what alcohol tastes like at some boy's house down the road somewhere. You know, and it's legal in the state, so fuck it.
I mean, the Germans, like, I think of 1,000 places where, like,
right,
you're 10 and up, cool, you get a beer. Or maybe 12, mm-hmm. but usually, like, whatever. Maybe 12, a bunch of people are going to be like, that's not how it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't sit around and we're all throwing back a pint. We take a pint and split up between the 8 of us, but, you know, 2-3 beers of that, and I'm sitting nice and buzzed because I'm drinking the leftovers.
Well, awesome, man. Like, I absolutely, I encourage everybody to listen to the Ritual Mentor podcast. I encourage everybody to check out Let's Talk About Thrones. This is a cool new project, too, which we don't have too much time to get into because we all yap so much about everything because we love to talk about all our nerdy shit. But
I can wrap that one up really quickly. I can wrap. Let's Talk About Thrones is myself, Richard Gunther, who's never seen Game of Thrones or read the books or anything else, and Jenny Josephson, who's read the books a few times, seen the series a few times, and we're not recapping the episode. We're kind of recapping how we feel about what things go on. And Richard is trying to figure out the story and go, because he's completely unspoiled. Yeah. And it's us reliving our favorite moments and going through and watching the episodes. And it's really enlightening to go back and rewatch that series when you're thinking of it critically and taking notes. It's really, really good. And that's what we do. So
it's really interesting. I rewatch it every season to get caught up before the new season starts. And I'm really glad that I do that because every season I'll just pick up so much more because of that and just have a much more interesting experience. That show is so layered. I think it's a great format for that. And yeah, that's awesome. I'm so glad you started that project. I think it's I am excited to listen for sure.
Yeah, and that comes out every time I get a chance to publish an episode.
Oh, cool. So right on schedule.
Consistency is key.
Hey, you know what? Keep putting stuff out. It doesn't have to be on a schedule. You just have to put it out. Just
keep doing
it. Well, now that they pushed out the final season out until 2019 or whatever, like we have plenty of time.
Right? Plenty of time. We can all sit there and dive into it for as long as we want over the next year and a half.
Exactly.
So if you'd like to chime in and talk to us about how cool we are, how shitty we are, how much you love us, how much you hate us, I don't know, whatever. If you want to just send me an email because you just want to say hi.
If you'd like to rate the dumpster fire.
Yes.
All right, cool. Geekgrills@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up. You can also give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your wonderful, lovely voice, and you can, I don't know, leave a message or tell us stuff. So we've pretty much marinated the shit out of this dumpster fire, so let's grill it. Let's light this bitch up, yeah? Down. So if you're not prepared, too bad. So what's going to happen here is that I'm going to throw some questions at you. And this is rapid fire, so this is just first thing that comes to mind. We're going to judge you, so I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that we're not going to judge you. It's totally going to happen. No, I'm just kidding. Awesome. So let's get you grilled. What did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid?
President.
Oh, that's a fucking phenomenal answer.
I was going to join the military to pay for the police academy, to become a mayor, and through law school, become mayor, and then go on to become a senator and then the president.
I like how your child mind was like, the first step to that is being a mayor. That's delightful.
That's what SimCity 2000 taught me.
That's true. if you could choose to stay one age forever, what age would it be? Just one age.
24.
Interesting. Okay. What is the first thing you remember buying with your own money?
Super Nintendo Entertainment System. For $149.99, I had exactly $149.99 in my pocket. My grandpa drove me to Kmart 20 miles round each way to buy it. And that's also the first day that I learned what tax was.
Tax. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because after tax, I was like $5 short, and grandpa fronted me the $5.
And he was like, make you pay it back. Please tell me he made you pay it back. My grandpa.
I've cut his grass for like the rest of his life, so I think I paid it back.
No, yep. Well earned. If you were reincarnated as an animal, what would it be?
That's
not the sound the animal makes, the animal.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. I would. Oh, man, today's world, all the cool animals are hunted too much. Probably a German Shepherd.
That's all right. Cool. I dig it. Fair. What were you going to say, Linda?
I said it's fair. That's
fair. Okay, totally fair. Absolutely. If you were immortal for a day, what would you go do?
Oh, immortal for a day, I would totally be jumping off buildings.
Yeah, me too, totally.
Yeah, and like parkour style and with no hopes of anywhere to land. Like, I would try one of those really cool parkours off, like, the Empire State Building where there's no skyscrapers anywhere near it. Then just land on a car and just keep going, you know? Yes. I would just do that.
Spider-Man! Whee!
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Okay, if you had to name the biographical film about your life, what would it be titled?
Underwhelming. Gosh.
Underwhelming, a trash fire story about Anthony Lee. And who would write the soundtrack to that movie?
Oh, hopefully John Williams.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
That's a good one.
There you go. All right. Well, you can join the hall of those who have been successfully grilled. Well done, sir. You
Boom.
Have now been geek grilled. That's what Sims. 2000 taught me it's pretty much just gonna be like I'm gonna start answering things with old video games I used to play as a child. Well, I would have done it differently, but back when I used to play Age of Empires 2, when you bought the
yeah.
Oh man. All right, girls, what's up? What's on deck? What are you most anticipating? Linda, what are you looking forward to?
Well, next weekend is my next Boffer LARP, which is Garden of Destinies, which is my jazz singer. So I'm going to 20s it up again and go out and beat people in the woods with foam bats, like you do. but that's going to take all of next weekend to get ready for and pack for. And then, so Among the Sleep was on sale on Steam, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a video game where you play as a 2-year-old, but it's a horror game. So you're wandering around trying to find your mom in terrifying situations as a 2-year-old with your teddy bear. So I may be streaming that. You might get to see me, you know, fall off of my chair because, you know, I'm yelling at a child to run away. So we'll just see where that goes. I was like, it's on sale. It's like $10. Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll be scared. I'll be a 2-year-old. Let's do this. So that may be coming up here fairly soon, actually. I may do that or start doing that right after Garden of Destinies next weekend. So
awesome.
We'll see.
That's super cool. Yeah, also that Steam sale was bullshit because I already have to deal with summer sale and winter sale. And I thought I was safe. And then I get this email. It's like 25 items on your Steam wishlist are on sale today. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, I was just talking about this last week.
Damn.
I was just mentioning this last week. I got the notification saying an item on your Steam wishlist is for sale. So I'm going to add my son's orthodontics appointment. He's getting braces on. I'm checking my phone. Okay, let's see what's on sale. 90% of my wish list was on sale. Yeah. Like
welcome to the summer sale and winter sale for me.
Yeah. I can't deal with this right now. I can't function with 90% of my wish list on sale. Like this is not good.
You're putting thousands of dollars worth of metal into your kid's mouth. That probably is not really like.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. That's
a thing. That's definitely a thing.
I went through years of orthodontics. My mother made me very aware of just how much money my orthodontics cost. But I've got wonderful, beautiful teeth now. Amber, what's up for you? What's on deck?
Well, like I said, I'm gonna go see Black Panther tomorrow after band practice. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I got a lot of comics I'm still trying to catch up on. Of course. It's like the story of my life. And my husband's going down to Orlando to record an album with his new band next week. So I'm getting really anxious, but I have to be the one parent, like all for like over a week. I'm a little freaking out.
I think you should like relish it and just be like, there's nobody there to question your judgment and just make your kids understand that. Be like, there's nobody here to second guess
my
me.
Judgment. I'm in the chart. It's like when mom goes away, like I went away to Raleigh overnight and it was like, well, I gotta go get some bachelor surprise because when you're not here, we're just gonna eat chicken nuggets and eat chips and shit. Like that's what they get to do when mom's not here. When dad's not here, I don't know.
They get nothing fun ever. Right. They get to get more homework done and all the chores.
Right.
Pizza rolls and donuts.
Folded laundry and shit the right way.
Oh, man. All right. Amos, a.k.a. Anthony Lemos, a.k.a. Ethan Kane, a.k.a. You have too many names. What are you looking forward to?
I feel obligated to make sure that Linda understands that Ethan Kane is actually my LARPing name. So from Vampire the Masquerade back in high school. Yeah, I'm old.
We talked about this at Nerdtacular. It was like, it was funny because we're like sitting and it was like, we got things in common. This dude and I, we had some, and we started to find out slowly all the different things that we had in common. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to having Curly on our podcast this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then South by Southwest in a couple weeks. And then the guys from Lienzo have been on our podcast a few times. They are making a game called Mulaka, which releases at the end of this month. It's available for pre-order on Steam, Switch, and all the devices. And they were kind enough to give me and Kent each a early access code. So I can't say anything about the game, of course, because of NDA and all that shit, but I haven't played it yet, but I'm looking forward to just sinking hours and hours into this game that we've been hearing about and talking to him about for going on 3 years now.
That's awesome.
That's kind of what I'm really looking forward to. And the whole idea of Mulaka is this ancient tribe, or I don't want to say tribe, but it's ancient civilization that lived in Mexico that everybody had basically forgotten, even though they still exist. And they went, you know, they kind of went through and found all this history and started building this story around it and made it this video game. And, oh, man, so awesome.
That sounds really
fun.
What
I'm looking forward to.
That's super awesome. South by Southwest is also sometimes referred to as South by So Wasted, and I hope you all have fun. I just sadly don't get to go this year, but maybe next year. We'll see how things shake out.
Well, as of right now, I have a plane ticket and a hotel, but I don't have the vacation approved yet. So
it's so funny because that's how I was determining if I go to Vegas or not. I'm like, okay, time of work, check. Airplane ticket, check. Hotel room, check. Okay, I can go. All the things are checked.
You're just gonna call in when you're there if you're like, I'm sick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that doesn't work in the military. So
I was just gonna say, in the military, they're like, you go over to the infirmary.
Yeah,
no. Look at you.
Yeah. I know. You know, hope springs eternal, but not how it works.
For me, let's see. It's gonna be another week of collegiate Hearthstone. So look forward to that next Tuesday. That'll be crazy. Piloted deck, or no, next Monday. Belize is now less than 1 month away. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous now because now I'm like, oh shit, this is like really happening. My friend is moving in from California that I've been trying to convince him to move here for like 8.5 years. I haven't lived in Tucson that long, but I've been trying to convince him for that long. And again, that's also like, maybe at the beginning of March was like a thing that was talked about before. And then yesterday I realized that he like posted on Facebook. He's like, oh yeah, I ordered the truck on the 28th, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a little way. Nope. February is 28 days, Jen. He's going to be here, like, real quick. Like, this is
I can just see
really
the initial conversations were like, you should really come to Tucson. Jen, you don't live there. But I'm going to. You should really come there.
Well, my favorite is when I go home for, like, family events, and, like, I talk to, like, my mom's cousins and my second cousins, and they're like, oh, yeah, how have you been? I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm like, where are you living these days? Like, that's the question that your family asks you when you're not in the military. So there's really no justification for how many states you've lived in. Oh, man. Walking Dead on Sunday. And look up for a live convo. Apparently, Jackie Hearn and Fitz and I might be having a little sit-down mental emotional preparation on Saturday, which will be super cool. So I'll make sure that everybody knows about that. And oh my God, The Walking Dead, it's back. Super excited about that. Ever, why don't you tell the fine folks what they can do for us if they want to be a part of our magical dumpster fire?
Folks, you know, right, that we are only supported by you. We need your help. Please go today to patreon.com/grills, drop us a buck, drop us $100, but please help. We want to fix this
Ember
lag
wants
issue.
To stop We've paying been... for well, we like doing the podcast, but let's be honest, we pretty much cover any extra expenses so that we can do this.
We love sure. it. We love it. And I mean, we've been investing in for a long time now, coming up on 2 years, which I'm super excited about. But yeah, we want to hear from you. And your feedback is always, always welcome. We've got some updated goals. We want to have a game night and hang out with you on this stream. So please go to patreon.com/grills today. Do whatever you can.
You can also leave us iTunes reviews, which are free if you're so inclined. They help our ranking on iTunes, which helps people find us, which is always good. Let's see. You can also join our Facebook page and you can follow us on Twitter, and that'll just, you know, help spread the word and have other people listen to us chatter at each other.
Yeah, and then we can have more interesting guests on, because then we can find more people.
You mean fewer dumpster fires? It's okay.
And then fewer, I mean, some people are just really underwhelming when they're on your podcast. I mean, it's not my fault. God, yeah. Oh, man. All right, where can we all find you? All right. I always called you fuckos, because that's like what, like, Fitz is in the chat, so I just can't help it. Like, it comes out of my mouth. Anyways, where can all the folks find you? Where do you exist?
It's easy. My name's Anthony Lemos. I go by Amos, and you can find me at Ethan Kane, ETHANCAINE on Twitter. You can rewatch Game of Thrones with us on Let's Talk About Thrones, and you can celebrate all things geek on Ritual Misery and find links to all of my projects at ritualmisery.com.
Boom. Lena, where can the fine folks find you?
You can listen to me also talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast. Also, we have episodes of Glitter Dice Plays coming out. Currently, our game is Monster Hearts. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. It's TRUN00B. That's where I do my live streams of making plushies. I am currently in the middle of a Charmander. A Charmander, yes. I have his little hand here. Hello.
I don't... I wasn't prepared for, like, the body part.
Plushie part.
And it's even worse that there's still yarn on the backside of it, so it looks like it's dripping down.
Exactly. Right? here's the foot that I pulled off the last one to make this one. Yeah. Don't worry. Oh, man.
Everything's right. Fine. Everything's fine forever.
This week is crazy. All right, Ember, where can everybody find you?
I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast.
I can be found at The Jen Says on Twitter. Also, on thejensays.com. I got real... Okay, I'm quick. Truncated story.
You sounded like I forgot.
My friend Nate told me that he's like, you really got to get on that. Why don't you own that domain? I'm like, why don't I own that domain? Motherfucker. So I get on there and I'm like searching for it. And I'm like, somebody has this fucking domain. Are you kidding me? And in between calls, like I come back and I'm looking it up. And after like finding out the details who is, because the person who owned the domain did a really good job of hiding their information, so people didn't know who owned it. I found out that I owned the domain already. So I owned www.jensays.com.
We end on more dumpster fire talk. Good job.
I am also streaming at twitch.tv/thejedplays and mark your calendars for Friday, March 2nd. I'm going to be on the Mind of a Geek podcast at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. I'll make sure to send links to everybody. Come check that shit out. If you want to hang out with us live, we are here at 7:30-ish Eastern time on twitch.tv/9of12 on Ember's channel. So come hang out in the chat with us. It's super fun. And thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG!
GG, the game! Well played.
If you enjoyed this show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.